Quincy City Council President Ian Kane joining us once again to recap what was the last council meeting before summer break. How are you, Ian?
Doing well, Joe. How are you?
Doing all right, thanks. It was a busy one too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was busy. We had a number of year-end or fiscal year-end financial transfers to run through, but we did also have an ordinance and finance committee meetings before the regular council meeting.
Yeah, I guess the biggest order of business to complete the budget, right?
Yes, yeah, which came at the very end. So everything else sort of came in the way before.
Sure. Any significant changes to the budget out of finance?
No, nothing significant. Nothing of note. It passed unanimously. And
okay.
Same with water and sewer and the same with the water and sewer and the enterprise funds rather.
Right. Okay. Very good. So we begin with the ordinance committee, if you'd like.
Yeah, sure. So there were three items on that agenda. I'm sorry, there's one. There's three on the finance. There was one on the ordinance, and that was an amendment to a tax incremental financing agreement between Fox Rock and the city. This was an amendment made to an agreement that was originally established in 2016. The tax incremental financing mechanism is an economic development program to promote jobs and community investment. So, it started as a 20-year agreement. There were some augmentations made to it so that it continues to provide what is essentially tax relief over growth, right? So they'll continue to pay their base tax rate at the corporate level. But then over the first 15 years of this agreement, 100% of the growth will not be taxed. And then there'll be a sort of staged approach exit from 50% on to 10% and then back to the regular tax rate after the end of the agreement, which is scheduled to end in 2037. So the exchange was approximately 75 more jobs from Granite Telecommunications. Fox Rock manages the real estate for that group. There's a $9 million property capital investment that will go into this particular property, which is 61 Heritage Drive. And the exchange value is about $2 million over the life of this agreement. $2 million.
Okay, is this their actual headquarters up at State Street? Is this the building we're talking about?
Heritage Drive is across the way. So their headquarters is on Newport Extension. Yeah. So it's
enough.
Okay. I know that they've been using, they acquired at this time, I think in 2016, which they've been using to expand on their footprint.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you very much. Is that approved unanimous?
That was, it was 8-0. I abstained because of my relationship or Cubic's relationship with Fox Rock.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So then we went into the finance committee. There were three items on that agenda. There was an appropriation for $1 million for preliminary work for the new Squanum Elementary School, which was passed. And then there was an appropriation for $320,000 for a Mass School Building Authority project at Montclair, which Montclair Elementary School in Ward 3 for the roof replacement project, which also passed. And that's a project that will anticipate about 60% cost recuperation through the Mass School Building Authority program. And then there was an ordinance for amending the municipal code to change the salaries for the city councilors, which also passed. It was originally proposed at 47.5, and Councilor Ash cut that by 3,000 to match what was presented in a report that was put together by Councilor McCarthy. Just showing what would be a sort of steady increase I think it was about 3% raise over the last 10 years. And that would be the number met. And I guess just in connection to that, I put forward in the main city council meeting to accompany that ordinance and the ordinance for the salary increase for the mayor position, which would guide a future process so that, the city, no one is put in this position again, where, there's sort of a not guided process. There wasn't, there was a fine report presented, but I think, a more outlined process for guiding salary increases based on a base salary in a particular year will be useful going forward. So, The amendment, which was put into ordinance from the main city council meeting last night, will be heard in the fall. or I guess in September when we come back from the summer break. But essentially, when it does go into place, and there'll probably be, some sort of grace period that, over the next, there would be annual increases at a certain percentage based upon the consumer price index, and then a review every 5 years of that base salary. And that would be guided by an independent committee of three, as I guess constituted by the city council. And then there can also be sort of performance-based metrics that could be applied as well. So I think that that's a better place to be for guiding something like this and having that sort of constituted in the ordinances, so that this process thing, I think, was the biggest part of it, was that there was no order to how this is done, and there was not a salary increase for any of these positions in a considerable period of time. And so we hope that that solves a gaping hole in process.
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest issues, concerns, as you're aware, was the lack of, I guess, public input into this process. So does your ordinance take that into account?
It does, yep. Because there would be, public hearings, and then the independent, committee, so to speak, that would help guide the process.
Okay. So that's an ordinance committee now.
It is, yes, it is an ordinance committee now.
Very
Yep.
good.
So at the start of our city council meeting, we had the Girl Scouts come in and give we provided them with some commendations for their community projects that received different awards. There were bronze, silver, and gold winners. So there were probably about, I mean, there were two, four, six projects, but there were probably about 14, 15 or so of the Girl Scouts that came in. So it was very exciting to have them come in, and these projects were really cool. They, bike safety, community garden project, a project on, I guess, talking about the importance of booster seats in cars, textile recycling project, community garden project again, and then a pollinator garden mural project. So it's nice to have them in last night. And then Councillor Ash and Councillor Liang recognized Pride Month. Which is, you might be aware, is the anniversary of the Stonewall Uprising in New York, which really commemorates and started the gay rights movement, the modern day gay rights movement. Councillor Ash has worked hard in advancing Quincy Pride in Quincy, and they just held an event a couple weekends ago over in the Ross Lot, which was well attended. Then we went into all of our year-end financial movements here. So we actually started with your favorite project in mind, the municipal broadband project. We this is essentially the kickoff of the project. So we have been working for 6 years in earnest to get to this point. And over the last year for sure, we have been working on design plans for two parts of the city to start a pilot project. So we've been working on advancing the pilots in Marymount and in Quincy Point. And so the first phase of this project, which will ideally commence this summer, will be in marketing and to start the subscription process within those areas of Quincy. This project will be as successful as it is based on what's called the take rate, or the subscriber, sort of percentage, which ends up helping to finance the project going down the line. But again, this has been a long time coming. This has been still the number one thing that I hear about from residents of the city is when is this project coming to fruition? And so now we're kicking it off, we're getting going. So this is positive movement. So we appropriated $250,000 toward the start of this community effort, the marketing and the subscription process.
So how will that work, Ian? Will it be kind of a door-to-door campaign? Will it be a mailing?
It'll be, yeah, probably both. Yeah, all the above. But I mean, originally, if you go back to the roots of cable sales, it's a door-to-door thing. And that's what this will be as well.
Okay. And for folks who opt, I mean, is it voluntary?
It is, yeah, it is opt-in. It's not a mandatory participation.
Okay, and will there be any initial cost for subscribers?
So there will be, and that will all be outlined when the packages are put together. I don't want to put any numbers, but I obviously the goal of this is to bring costs down create the competitive marketplace to have multiple service offerings that people can compete against. So there will be costs like over the life of the project, which is about 20 to 25 years. The whole, like your pipe that would be connected from the street to your house, kind of like a water pipe, which will be considered as such, I think is about, I want to say between 2 and 3,000 over that span. So that's what you're paying on a frequent, monthly basis divided over the life of the project.
Okay. The question is, if somebody comes to my door and wants me to opt into this, I'm signing up for something that essentially doesn't exist yet.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. But the idea is that when the design plans are I mean, obviously this is a feeler. This is, hey, are you willing to commit to this if we are going to do it? And then
Right.
in the fall, we come back with the plans and the costs that would be necessary to get shovels in the ground to start
Okay.
work. Yeah.
If it doesn't happen, does the subscriber get reimbursed?
I'm assuming, because these details are being filled in, right?
Okay.
So I'm assuming that nobody has to pay up front.
Okay.
Like, it's just based on your commitment to the project that we go out and finance the project on the
Okay.
back.
Okay. So it's just basically it's a survey.
Yeah, essentially. I don't, in fact, great questions you're asking. Those are details that'll come this summer, but I'm not sure how strict that commitment is
Yeah.
on the front end.
Okay. All right. Brand new, so it's
Yeah,
gonna
no,
take
it is
some
brand new.
fleshing out. And is there a timeline if enough folks do express an interest?
So ideally, we get through this process in the summer, and the expectation that the applicable take rate is about 30 to 35% to
Okay.
rolling in year one.
Okay.
So and then I think we discussed last night, getting shovels in the ground as soon as possible would be great. So it might, hopefully fall, but ideally fall, hopefully not too much further after that.
Okay. All right. So, and just to be clear for folks, this is for internet service, not for cable.
That's
Okay.
correct.
Yeah. So I think there's some confusion about that as well. Although in this day and age, of course, you can get TV over internet now. So
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
anything. Yeah, anything. Yeah.
Okay.
It's limitless.
Excellent. All right. Well, keep it rolling.
Thanks. Will do. Will do. All right. So we then had, let's see, another year at appropriation for almost $9 million, that included various departments, which passed. We had, let's see, almost 70, $67,000 moved to the Parks Department from Community Preservation. We had about $900,000 moved to traffic, parking, alarm, and lighting from a reserve for appropriation. We had $245,000 moved from the hotel motel tax and tourism account into tourism. We had $1.66 million to Quincy Public Schools and Quincy Access Television from a large incumbent provider that will remain nameless. We moved $400,000 to the Park Department capital expenditure for tree offset. Let's see. And then there was an appropriation for, what was this? Oh, it's setting limits in the municipal mo by the Municipal Modernization Act to the Department of Revolving Funds, which is something that we do every year. That passed. We had an appropriation for just over $1 million to fiscal year 23 health expenses from free cash. Then we went into $450,000 to natural resources capital for park improvements. We approved a solar canopy at the public safety headquarters, which sounds very interesting.
That's for the new one, I'm guessing, right?
That is for the new one, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And was that part of the original scope of the project, or is that an add-on, do you know?
That's a good question.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's an add-on considering it came separate.
Okay.
And then let's see, there was an order for new Squantum school project use of contract manager at risk delivery method. There was a small, I guess, typographical error that we
Oh, I
corrected.
see. Okay.
So yeah, this approved the use of the construction manager at risk delivery method for the construction. So that accompanies the $1 million that was approved out of the finance committee meeting. Let's see, we did an amendment to an ordinance on hazardous materials that was put forward by Councillor Minton that was referred to ordinance. So that'll be heard when we come back. There was another, okay, so this next one was the changes to the personnel salaries and for the mayor and the city council, the codification of the process. So that went into ordinance. And then there were gifts from various donors for DARE, and there were gifts for DARE camp fees sponsored by DARE. And that was the regular scheduled program. And then
Okay.
there were a number of traffics that came out of ordinance. The appropriations came out of finance. There was a public works order that came out of Chair Harris's committee, and that was about it. And we're back on in September on the 9th.
Okay. Now, any changes to the mayor's salary at all, or is that as going forward as approved by finance?
That was passed as proposed.
Okay. Okay, very good. And that's a wrap for the year.
That's a wrap for at least this part of the year.
Right. Okay. Any Ward 3 news you'd like to talk about?
No, we got Porch Fest coming up, which we came in to talk to you about just recently. I didn't give a plug last night. I forgot at the meeting, but June 29th, be there, be square, 3 to 9. Wollaston Hill, Squantum, and Marymount. Hope for good weather.
Yeah, if it's anything like Flag Day, you're in perfect shape. That
Oh,
was
Flag Day
just
was
gorgeous.
perfect. Flag
Yeah.
Day
It
was perfect.
was really nice for sure. All right, Ian, great to talk to you. Appreciate these updates. Feel free to reach out over the summertime if you need us for anything. Otherwise, we'll catch up in September.
Thanks, Joe. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.